Blog Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo, and this is the second half of It's a Wrap Wednesday, and we are waiting for our guest, Mr. Reverend Frederick Shaw. We're going to be talking about the highlights from earlier today, and it's going to be very, very good. I'm excited about everything that we have going on right now with everything politically sound, what we're trying to do, what we're getting ready to make better with our country. That's what matters. But as I said, for It's a Wrap Wednesday, I think it's going to take a lot more than what we've been doing. If we do that, then we're okay. If we don't do that, then we're in trouble. So I'm just going to say this, people. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to make it happen yourself. If you didn't watch or weren't a part of it earlier today for It's a Wrap Wednesday first part, then you know there is going to be some issues if you're not a part of it. If you're not registered to vote, if you're not being politically active, there are going to be definitely problems. So we are waiting for our host, one of our other co-hosts this evening, Reverend Shaw, and he is just on the money. He is the director of the Citizens Commission for Human Rights and here in Hollywood, California, and we are waiting for him to come on this evening. So we are waiting for him to come on. We've had some technical difficulties, unfortunately, this evening, so hopefully we won't have any more problems. Until then, we're going to talk about our business matters and let all that stuff marinate. If not, now you may have some problems, because earlier we talked about our taxes. We talked about everything in between when it comes to business. So if that's not what you're dealing with right now, you may just be in trouble. I don't know. It takes a lot of, particular paperwork, more strenuous lines of detailed logging and accounting to do that. And I'm just going to suggest this. And I'm going to start with Mind Your Business Wednesday. Mind Your Business Weekly this Wednesday. So we talked about taxes earlier. And since we talked about taxes, in order to get your taxes done properly, a quicker way to get things done is through Intuit. Intuit is an amazing tool that is also can be connected to your bank account. It can be connected to your connected to your file your W-2s, your Schedule C's. You can take regular accounting records and put everything in place as it comes in via those records. And this makes your job so much easier, so you don't have to go in and go nuts with your bank account. It can link everything together, put everything together, and categorize it. So when it's time to do your taxes, all you have to do is send it off to your tax preparer. Or if you're doing your own taxes, you'll have things to log in for appreciation or depreciation. It's going to be depreciation with your business. Now, this is one of the best tools, Intuit. And then we have QuickBooks for accounting. And I believe it's called Xero, if I'm not mistaken. And you all forgive me if I've said this wrong. But this is some of the best accounting software out there. Because after a while, you get tired of taking pictures of receipts. You get tired of trying to store away tons and tons of paper. And you don't want to bring that to your tax preparer, because they're going to look at you like you're crazy, and they will actually charge you more, because that is an actual accounting fee. Because if you go to a H&R Block office, say, and you want to do taxes for maybe more than a year back, if you don't have everything in place, you may just be in trouble. Because if you go to a prestige office, they're going to charge you for accounting. And the regular offices will do that as well, especially if you have someone that specializes in business, maybe investments or retirement. There are specialties, or stocks and bonds. There are specialties that tax preparers specialize in. So the better it's best for you to make that job as easy as possible. If you do not, you're going to get in trouble. Trust me. They're going to say something when you leave. But we are again waiting for our guest. And hopefully we can get him in. If not, he will be with us on next show. But if not, we will make sure to highlight these same topics. If not, we'll move on to the next thing. But as I am saying, this right now is pivotal. And I'm going to suggest getting your stuff out of the way now for 2020 versus later. It's going to be a lot of things people have to do, maybe due to selling their home, selling their car, being furloughed, being fired, being not able to go back to their same job, or maybe starting new jobs and starting new businesses. That is the best thing to have. Make sure you have a tax preparer, an accountant, a lawyer, and some insurance. That's the best thing you can have as a new business owner. Your first year, the first thing you should acquire is software for your accounting and taxes. The second thing you should acquire is the type of software that is actually needed for those jobs. If you don't, then you may have a few problems. But either way, when that stuff is done, you will have a whole lot less work to worry about. You will have a whole lot less stress to worry about. And trust me, you do not need the stress. If you think you need the stress, then you just may like to make things difficult for yourself. And that's not the way to go. And y'all, you have to forgive me this evening. We've had technical difficulties literally all day while getting this done. But if you are patient enough to bear with us, I'm thankful for your patience, because we need it right now, because it's a kind of weird thing going on. Today has been a kind of weird day, but a good day at the same time. So we're going to keep you moving along here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Now, moving on from the business side of that, if you're talking past business and getting back to what we were talking about at first, then you should be in good standing. But we're going to talk to our guest. Reverend Frederick Shaw. I think we have him on the line now, and hopefully he'll be able to join in with us. Reverend Shaw, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Awesome, awesome. We were waiting on you. We do apologize. We are having some technical difficulties. So we're thankful for you being here. But for It's a Wrap Wednesday, we're going to talk about the political climate. And if you didn't hear our show previous, Reverend Frederick Shaw is a former law enforcement officer, and he is the director for the Citizens Commission for Human Rights. And with the videos that we had earlier that we showed of just some insane woman, white woman, calling someone the N-word and claiming their thing, these are videos that we've seen before. I just want to get your take on that and how people should handle themselves with situations like that, because she didn't look unstable, but she looked unstable. So we'd like to hear your opinion on that and how people should properly handle that as African Americans in this climate.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show again, and I really appreciate it, and I'm glad I'm able to get through. When you see situations like people being abusive toward other people and stuff, it is actually their way of actually saying that they don't feel they are anything. I mean, if I think that you are beneath me, I don't waste the time. But if I think for some reason you may be superior or you're smarter or you've been able to do more with less, or I feel that you're violating my rights because I have the right to stand on your neck and have my good life, and you are not supposed to impinge upon that, you're not supposed to be in my space, then we see the type of things that's happening across the country where people are saying they're Karens or whatever, and you see, you know, people call on them and lied on. So whenever there's change, there's confusion, and those that are unstable, they even become more confused.
Yes, I completely agree with that. If you can come a little closer to your microphone, that would be amazing. Totally agree with that. Yes, I totally agree with that, Frederick. And I think it's just unfortunate that it's going on so prevalently right now, because it was too much a long time ago. It's definitely too much now in 2020. So the proper procedure for someone who's been harassed in that kind of way, what would you say would be the next step?
I think if a person doesn't put his hands on you or touch your kids or whatever, you ignore them if you can. You call the police if it's too much. Make sure that you have witnesses. A lot of people are using videos and recording these people calling into the police and lying and stuff. And then when the police get there, they see it and they just move on. Sometimes they even arrest the people who told the lie, because you cannot call the police and lie on another individual, because we have seen that those actions can turn bad. So if you lie and say, I'm trying to harm you when it's not true, or that I have a weapon when that's not the fact or the case, then you're setting people up to be executed or killed. And we've seen that happen in Pasadena, where the police rode up and shot a young man who was supposed to have a gun. He didn't have a gun. And then the person who called the police said, oh, I said he had a gun to make sure they came faster. Well, that's not acceptable, you know. And, you know, so those are the things that we're facing. But this isn't new stuff. This is just now being recorded, being brought to light. The abuse you see in the streets have been there a long time. You know, Black people have been saying that for a long time, you know.
Right. I agree. And in this particular video, this young man was attacked. They were beating on the window, as they said, and you know, threw liquid on them. Could have been anything. It was a water bottle, but it could have been anything in it. And you know, if you're not the aggressor, you're not the perpetrator, then what do you do? How do you protect yourself in that way? Because it may not be the person calling in saying, okay. And being a so-called Karen or Ken or whatever they call them, what do you do then?
Well, the people are attacking you, you defend yourself. If you don't have no out, you can't get away to avoid the conflict, because a lot of times you don't know. It's not the person that you fight that might do the most damage. It's the person you don't see. So I would say the best thing to do, if you can get in your car and get away, if your children are not threatened or you can avoid the confrontation, then do that. If you have to defend yourself, then defend yourself. I mean, everybody has the right to defend themselves, and sometimes you might have to do that. You know, some people won't give you or allow you to have a peaceful solution. Some people got to break out your windows in your car and do those. And at that point, you're actually up under attack, and you have to be able to. And I'm speaking not from, you know, I'm speaking more of a law enforcement officer at this, former law enforcement officer, and people have a right to defend themselves.
Right, right. And even in this climate, you would suggest that still be the case. And, you know, so many people are scared to do that, but I'm totally on that side. I'm totally on that, because sometimes regardless of what may possibly happen, you still have to have something on record just in case something happens further. That's, you know, I'm not law enforcement, but that's just my personal opinion. I really believe you need something on record, whether it's a recording or something. And I, for one, suggest a car camera. If you don't have one, get one. I have one, and I make sure that anything happens from accident to anything else is videotaped, so it won't be anything in question. Even if they try to put it in question, you know, that's documentation that you may not have if you can't readily get out your phone. So moving on from there. Yeah.
Well, that's a very smart thing to do, and you know, I believe law enforcement should have cameras. Everybody have cameras, because the one thing the camera will do is tell the truth. It's not on anybody's side. So what happened is what happened. So, yeah, if you have a way to do that. But my thing is, most of these incidents, you never saw the person before. And if you just leave the scene, you probably never ever see them again. And that brief moment where somebody could get hurt or killed, we could avoid that. And so I think that's the best way.
I agree. And going to what we spoke on earlier, I want to know about your stance on the presidential debate. Today we had that, we talked about that a little earlier, and how certain things, if you, especially if you're military or former police, you understand certain terminology. And it seems to be that there was somewhat of a, well, not somewhat, a blatant call to arms by our current sitting president for the extremists, meaning racist and, you know, that far right group. So what do you say concerning that?
Well, you know, the more power you have, the more responsibility you're supposed to have. I originally thought he was talking about the military. And then as I replayed it and seen it, it looked like he might have been reaching out to a different group. The thing is as president, as a presidential candidate, as a leader, you have to be responsible for what happens. I'm not picking no sides. I'm not standing in anybody. On no party right at this moment. You just have to be responsible. And if you're the president of the United States, you have to be more responsible. I don't know what went down behind the scenes with President Obama, but in public, he was as cool as a cucumber. And he was able to handle situations and stuff. Now, when he got behind closed doors, he might have went totally nuts. But in public, he conducted himself. And we have to be the example if we want to be in the office. That's about what I would say on that.
Thank you. I totally agree. Like I said in the earlier show, we are looking for leadership. We don't want a so-called versus battle, like an old school couple battle where they're fighting. We want real leadership, and our country is crying out for it in all ways. But I'm glad you have been able to speak on this subject, and how, especially as a law enforcement, former law enforcement officer and director, how you should behave in public. Because if you are in a position of leadership, people are looking up to you. And they may not be, where they can appropriate that situation as they should. And so if there's no one to follow, then I believe it just can go haywire. And that's not
right.
That's definitely what we need.
Right. And because of what I know, I'm actually disappointed in the way the debates went. I was actually disappointed, and I won't point out either side, but I can say both sides from what I know were not speaking truth. I think that when you're sparring to be the leaders, to tell each other to shut up and and to cut each other off and stuff like that. I just don't think that that's the ideal scene for our children to see and adults to see. It's a great circus, but it doesn't bring the dignity to the office that it should. And so I hope in the future they have better controls over the mics or whatever so that they can work their turn. And I suggest that both or take notes when the other person is speaking. At least you know what they said. And then in your lot of time, address each one of those points. And, you know, I know they don't want to look like they got to remember notes and all of that stuff, but that's the way I would do it so that we can address everything that the other person said that we didn't agree with.
Right. Well, another thing, and we are going to wrap it up after, literally, I want to talk about how you think this is affecting us at CCHR, the Citizens Commission for Human Rights, this current political climate, how as mental health care watchdogs, all of this affects the work we do.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that we're facing that makes it difficult is that we see that mental health is fanning the flames, because what they're doing is the same people who said that protests during the civil rights era with Martin Luther King and people like that was creating protest psychosis, narcissism, and delusion of grandeur. Now we were protesting for justice against police abuse then. And at that time, you know, we were a problem with the protest. Now they're trying to capitalize and say black people are so abused that we have mental health issues. Well, you didn't think it then. Now you think it now. And what they're doing is just, again, trying to make the black community a victim, because most of us, see, I have a different thing. I grew up in the inner city. They say that 80% of all of the police are good. And there's a 20% factor in there. But the thing is that we must be able to address this situation, and the political climate, the mental health climate, and all these things are not good when you use mental health as a scapegoat for people not to confront and deal with their problems. We got through slavery. We got through the civil rights movement. We can get through this, too. We don't need mental health places, especially when you look at their racist past.
Yes, I agree, especially with these new eugenics teams occurring and really trying to stick it to the black and minority community. So I'm grateful you're here, Reverend Frederick Shaw, and all the work you do, because if it wasn't for you and the people that make the team a true team, we'd definitely be in trouble, because somebody has to be their brother's keeper. So we're going to end. Thank you.
Yeah,
but we're going to end.
Oh,
yeah, thank you so much. We're wrapping it up for It's a Wrap Wednesday. Remember, you can always reach out to Reverend Frederick Shaw at Citizens Commission for Human Rights. And please give them your email address and phone number so they can reach out to you.
Yeah, they can reach me at F, like in Fred, Shaw, SHAWJR, at yahoo.com. F. Shaw Jr., JR, at yahoo.com. And they can reach me there. And I appreciate you having me on the show. And the next time,
oh,
we'll even go deeper into this.
Yes. Can you give them your CCHR email as well, and that phone number for CCHR? Yes.
Okay. The phone number right now is not actually picking up because we're closed, but they can easily CCHRINT.org, or they can go to my website at CCHRTaskForce.org. So they can, and they can read up and get information, and then fshawjr at yahoo.com. You can reach me directly, and we can go from there.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Reverend Shaw, and we are going to wrap it up for It's a Wrap Wednesday here on Cleopatra Memphis Studio. Until next time, people, be great.